President Mahama says the NPP's 2016 manifesto is not workable and will throw the economy out of gear if implemented. Addressing a campaign rally at Afienya in Ningo Prampram in the Greater Accra region, the president stated that the freebies promised in the manifesto are unrealistic. He warned that the consequences of implementing such a document will be too dire for the country. President Mahama addressed similar rallies at Dodowa and Kakasunanka. Pascaline Adadevo reports.
President Mahama said the NPP have a penchant for making unrealistic election promises. He said Ghanaians are wide awake and having come a long way in the current democratic dispensation, they cannot allow themselves to fall for any political tricks. Referring to the NPP manifesto, President Mahama said it is a joke of a manifesto which can grind the economy to a halt if such a document is ever implemented. According to the president, the NPP criticized the introduction of VAT and embarked upon the Kumepreku demonstration, which resulted in the death of some citizens. Interestingly, the same party introduced the VAT when it was voted into power. He said this should send a signal to discerning Ghanaians.
Their economic plan will destroy this economy. The thing about an economy is, it's like your family budget. You have to balance the budget. If you are the head of a family and you are spending more than you are earning, what is going to happen to you? You are going to end up in debt, because that money must come from somewhere to finance that expenditure. If you take the NPP's economic plan, they are reducing taxes on everything. And so when you do that, you are reducing your revenue. Meanwhile, at the same time, you are promising Ghanaians one factory, one district, one dam, one district, one constituency, $1 million, even for an A-level economic student. If you look at that economic plan that they showed Ghanaians, it is unworkable. It will ruin this economy. It will take inflation back up. It will raise interest rates. It will destabilize the city. And it will put us back where we just came from. And so it's the craziest economic plan I've ever heard.
The NDC is being represented in the Ningo Prampram constituency by Samuel George, also known as Jata. Since the NDC primary, there has been bad blood between Sam George and the famous E.T. Mensah, who occupies that seat for almost 20 years. President Mahama pleaded with the various factions to bury their differences and rally behind Samuel George. Such support, the president noted, will ensure he gets majority NDC MPs to enable him to work efficiently when he wins the election in December.
My brother, E.T. Mensah, is a very important member of our party, and we all appreciate him very much. But the time comes when you have to move on, and you will move on to better things. E.T. will not struggle to find something to do in my administration. And so I want himself and all the people who support him, the chiefs, everybody, to become one strong Ningo Prampram constituency. I have no doubt in my mind that if we come together, there's no way the MPP can ever win in Ningo Prampram.
President Mahama announced the building of an E-block senior high school for Afienya so that students will no longer travel long distances to access secondary education. Commenting on the construction of the Dowenya Afienya road, the president said the contract will be terminated because the contractor hasn't shown any commitment to its early completion. He said the stretch was meant to ease traffic on the Tema runabout, and so the contract will be re-awarded to a more serious company.
Pascaline Adadevo reporting. President Mahama has announced government's plan to make the Shayo-Sudoku area a major agribusiness zone in the next 4 years. He said government hopes to invest in factories that will process farm produce like mangoes, watermelons, and other fruits that the area grows on a large scale. This is part of the NDC's Green Revolution policy stated in its 2016 manifesto. Pascaline Adadevo again reports.
Shayo-Sudoku is in the Greater Accra region, and most residents are farmers who grow fruits and other vegetables on a large scale. In line with the agenda of a green revolution, it has become necessary for government to put up factories that will process these produce for the local market and export. While approaching the town, one is met with large mango plantation and rice farms. The first spot of call for the president on the second day of his campaign Twitter, Wasaketsi called on the chiefs and people of Shai Osudoku. The area has always voted massively for the NDC and government said it will ensure that the area gets its fair share of national development. Aside from schools and some Get Fund projects, President Mahama recently inaugurated an ultramodern hospital for the Shai Osudoku district. President Mahama hinted of plans to expand the irrigation project in the district to attract young people to go into rice farming. He said one of the farmer service centers to be built across the country will be sited in the district. The centers will give farmers quality seedlings, technical services, and improved farming methods.
Pascalina Dadevo's report.